Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hi there. It's good to have your company for this holy half hour. It wouldn't be the same without you. I'm Alec Noble, the minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. That's my day job. At nights, I metamorphose into your local holy half hour host, the Rev with the revolving turntable. By day, the pillar of society, by night, the plier of all sorts of music. The well-known local face becomes the anonymous faceless voice. Do you think I'm going a little crazy with this double life? Schizophrenic, perhaps, if I could spell the word. So how are you tonight? I confess I'm in a bit of a crazy mood. How about you? Well, who better to get us all in a crazy mood, if we're not already, than Patsy Cline?
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Wondering what in the world did I do? Oh, crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying, and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying, and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
On a similar vein is Katie Melua. She's all mixed up with her emotions. She's fallen in love, and it feels the nearest thing to crazy she has ever experienced. Being close to craziness and being close to you are definitely connected, she thinks. The man she loves has unfortunately got a bad habit of hurting her, letting her down, making her feel crazy. I was never crazy on my own, she reflects.
Thank you. think I'm standing strong, yet feel the air beneath my feet. How can happiness feel so wrong? How can misery feel so sweet? Closest thing to crazy I have ever been. Feeling 22, acting 17. This is the nearest thing to crazy I have ever known. I was never crazy.
This next song is a very poignant song because the man doesn't fully understand himself. He's making excuses. It's just a silly phase I'm going through. I'm not really in love. Meanwhile, it is obvious to everyone else that the fool is head over heels in love. He's crazily in love, and even crazier for not realizing it.
Just a silly phase I'm going through, and just because I call you up, don't get me wrong, don't think you got it made. I'm not in love, no, no, that much to me. I'm not a lover, no, no.
Let's be gone.
Ooh, you wait a long time for me. Ooh, you wait a long time.
So far, we've been thinking about Crazy in terms of being in love. But spare a thought for young lovers wherever they are. Spare a thought for Mary Magdalene's extra complication when faced with Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus Christ superstar, Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, the Heavenly One, Jesus her God become man, fully man, walking beside her. No wonder she sings, "I don't know how to love him."
Scares me so.
Crazy is not always so crazy, you realise. Now that sounds like a crazy statement, doesn't it? But if you think about it, people are rashly dismissed as being crazy if they step out of the fashion, out of the normal, out of line with what we ourselves would do. But maybe it's not them, but the fashion or ourselves who are the crazier. For example, is it crazy for lifeboatmen to launch into 60-foot waves and storms, 7 people risking their lives to maybe save 1 person, and doing it for no pay? Isn't it crazy for successive governments to subsidise ballet dancers while contributing no funds whatsoever to the lifeboat service? Who was the crazier in the Bible story when the disciples were caught in a storm in real danger of sinking and Jesus appears miraculously walking on the water? And Peter impulsively goes overboard for Jesus and crazily starts to walk on the water towards Jesus. Like the cartoons, his legs go quickly, but in spite of his best efforts, he begins to sink until Jesus reaches out a rescuing hand. Then Peter, ordinary Pete from down the street, experiences the thrill of walking on water, doing the impossible with Jesus. Maybe not so crazy after all. Meanwhile, his more sensible colleagues, what are they doing? They're clinging for dear life to a sinking ship. They've no better plan B, so they're just going to sink together. Maybe they were the crazier ones more than Peter. Is there no place for Peter's kind of craziness and discipleship? Noah was crazy, building a big boat on dry land, miles from the sea with no rain in sight. Abraham was crazy for uptailing and emigrating to a land which God would show him, in other words, to a place which he had no idea about in advance, and doing it at the ripe old age of 75. David was crazy for taking on the giant Philistine warrior Goliath. The Israelites were crazy to walk between walls of water, which could cave in on them at any moment as they crossed the Red Sea. Daniel was crazy to pray and risk the lion's den as punishment. Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego were crazy not to bow down to King Nebuchadnezzar's statue and risk the fiery furnace as punishment. The disciples were crazy to leave all and follow Jesus of Nazareth. And yet, what if they had not been crazy? Where would we be today? Without such craziness, there would be no Christianity. And isn't the craziest thing of all God's own craziness in creating us, sustaining us, and coming to redeem and reconcile us? Was it not crazy for God to lay down his life for folk who had been unfaithful to him? Was it not crazy for God to become incarnate, become human, a baby in a manger? Jesus of Nazareth, the homeless itinerant preacher, whom the world in its wisdom crazily crucified? Here's a song, a hymn, which sums up the wisdom of God's craziness. Meekness and Majesty.
Humility and washes our feet. Oh.
The holy jargon word in theology for crazy is mystery. Life is full of mysteries. Death is a mystery, and life beyond this life, an even greater mystery. Isn't it crazy that we should be alive? Never take being alive for granted. Why on earth should we be so lucky as to be alive? Isn't it crazy that young people are cut off in their prime and die? A little girl prayed, "Dear God, why do you make people, then kill them, then make new ones? Why don't you keep the ones you have?" Isn't it crazy to think that we can live happily ever after in heaven with God and countless others? Isn't it also crazy to feel that Jesus loves me, personally, and that we are getting divine strength beyond our own strength, and that we can expect inexplicable peace of spirit in the middle of life's storms? Isn't it crazy to believe, "I have a friend in Jesus"? Christian living is just full of crazinesses which turn the world's wisdom upside down. Things like love your enemies, pray for your persecutors, forgive 70 times 7, go the second mile, think of others more than yourself, die to self, live to God, see life in terms of eternity, lay up treasures in heaven rather than on earth, seek first the kingdom of God, and so on. Doesn't it sound crazy to say that if you try to save your life, you will lose it? But if you're prepared to lose your life for Jesus, you will gain eternal life. Isn't it a glorious craziness that God so loves everyone that no one is excluded from the possibility of eternal happiness with him in heaven? Isn't it the height of craziness to reject such a loving offer and choose eternal hell instead? The narrow road to heaven with its trickle of pilgrims looks crazy to the hordes of lemmings galloping along the wide road to hell. It's not always easy to see what is crazy and what is sensible, and often we get things the wrong way round. So just pause before pronouncing with too much certainty the next time, and always remember that crazy and sensible are ultimately determined and decided by God himself, not us. So bye for now. Tune in again next week. Meanwhile, I'll leave you with the crazy, wonderful, mysterious vision of all the fools who have ever lived on planet Earth, standing at the end of time, facing God, and awaiting his views on what was crazy and what was not.